Hey, hey, all you lovely people out there. You've got a lot going on in your day with big dreams and big goals for your world. Are you ready to talk some shizzle and learn some shizzle from leading entrepreneurs, changemakers, coaches, and overall interesting people who like to shake things up? I'm your host, Taylor Shanklin, CEO and founder of Creative Shizzle. And I am stoked to bring you a fresh episode of Talking Shizzle today. This show is all about helping you think differently so that you can grow. Talking Shizzle is brought to you by our team at Creative Shizzle, where we help businesses, entrepreneurs, and social good innovators make amazing marketing shizzle happen. Check us out on the web at creativeshizzle.com. Now, let's talk some shizzle. All right, my friends. We are on the line today talking shizzle with Chris Barlow. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here. We're going to be talking about some tactical things in terms of marketing a business or a nonprofit. And we're also going to talk about some entrepreneur types of stories and hear about your founder story, ask you some fun questions where we're going to go a little deep. Are you ready to go deep?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's always the best thing to listen to. So I hope we do.
Let's first start out with, who are you, Chris Barlow? What is the story behind the man here today?
So I am a Fort Collins, Colorado native, grew up here, went to school in California, moved back here, been here for a number of years. My career was in marketing and sales, mainly in sales, cold calling for over a decade. And that's a whole different story. That definitely shaped my desire to take really good care of customers. In the long run, I didn't see myself staying in that industry, staying in that sales position. So I thought, I'm going to start a business. I want to do something. I'm not sure. And I kind of had that dream for a long time. Wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I just took a really big leap and bought a course on how to do Google Ads. And that was like the most nerve-wracking purchase I have ever made, because it was like $1,000. And I was really like, what am I doing? Why am I like, I have no plan. Like, I liked the idea. I thought, this is, looks like a really good thing to learn. I want a new skill, and I want to start my business somewhere. I'm just going to do this. Yeah, that's where I started. And it kind of, you know, just kind of grew naturally and organically from there. You know, I just started, like, after I took the course, I got some coaching to help me get my first client. And it was pretty much just get a client and then figure out how to help them. You know, I obviously was going to try to offer the Google Ads that I learned, but it was more like, don't try to build this whole funnel and figure out everything you're going to do. Get a client and meet their need and then build it. That was a really helpful advice. That was really helpful just to go for getting that first relationship.
I like that you're like, I don't know, I bought a course. It was $1,000. It was scary at the time. It was about Google Ads. Could have been about anything. What was it about Google Ads that you were interested in doing and thought, this is the thing I want to start with in terms of my own investment in myself for the, you know, long-term vision of investing in whatever company you wanted to build?
Yeah. So I think it was almost subconscious, because I've always been someone who likes to tell other people about like good stuff, stuff that I really like, stuff that like, I appreciate good things, and a communicator. And in college, there were these guys who were doing a fundraiser for, I think it was Invisible Children. And they were doing we're growing a mullet, sponsor us to grow a mullet, mullets stop bullets. And so I was like, I'll join you. Like, this is awesome. So I joined them and did that. And it was just kind of advertising is a form of saying, hey, this is something I think is good and worth bringing to people's attention. And if we do it well, we not only help you reach more people, but we help people find good things. And it was kind of open-ended. Because one thing, again, I'm not an engineer. I didn't have I'm going to develop this product. I'm not an inventor. I didn't have a specific training and as an electrician or like, I'm going to start a. So it was very this is an open-ended business that can use my communication skills to kind of go where it needs to go.
Well, I like that you allowed it to be open-ended. And what you said about you had a coach that said, just get a client and then figure out what they need. It's really brilliant because a lot of times it's hard to pinpoint what a client really needs until you work with them. And it's hard for them to know what they really need until they start working with you and saying, this is my problem. So how did that unfold? You get your first client. Did you start doing Google Ads for them, or did it turn into something?
I started with Google Ads. I mean, I honestly just started with Upwork because that was just a quick way to get someone who needed something. And I just started sending out proposals on Upwork. But I also was doing networking and just talking to business owners. Another way actually that I really had the most success was I found a couple nonprofits I knew personally. And I said, hey, can I just help you guys with your Google Ads and just get some experience under my belt? And they were like, one of them was like, sure, that'd be awesome. So I ran and managed their Google ad campaign, didn't charge them. And we did that for about 6 to 8 months. And then at some point they were like, hey, you do this really well. I want to refer you to someone. And then at some point they were like, hey, you know what? We have budget. We want to pay you for what you're doing. It's worth something. And so they kind of just snowballed from there. And over time, like as I've developed, I've seen the need that clients have. Like, for example, one of the main things I'm still offering is Google Ads for nonprofits, but like a lot of nonprofits, they don't need just Google Ads. Like they need more than that. And if they were just to start doing that, they won't see a lot of success. And so in working with organizations and companies, I'm like, okay, they actually need all these other things to support that will help them do something meaningful with their ad campaigns. Like if they want to attract new donors, they need to have something that will donors want in the first place. Like why do people go to Google in the first place? Or why do they go to social media? Can you as an organization meet people where they're at and offer something that will help them? And so in identifying that and working with clients, it's like, wait, why don't, like I could have tried to like create this package in advance, but I don't even know if anyone needs it. So then I can approach a client or a new organization that I'm not working with and say, hey, I can do all these things for you that will help you actually turn Google searches eventually into donors. I didn't have any of that built out. I'd never done it with a specific client. I knew how to do it, but it's like, here's my package. I can do this. This is what we do. And then I have a client, an organization's like, yes, we'd love to do that. And so now I have to build it. Now I have to like figure out how I'm going to deliver that service, but I know exactly what they need and we've talked through it. And I've seen that this is not only something I can do, but something that they really need. And I already have someone who's signed on the dotted line.
So then you're building the product. You know, some people call this flying the plane or building the plane as we're flying it, right? And I like that is the life, the day in and day out of an entrepreneur, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that you've had some successes in, let's just continue to hone in on Google Ads. You've probably had some big successes there where you're like, oh, we did this thing. We communicated in this way and it really worked. You've probably also had some failures where you're like, and then we did this thing and it didn't work. Let's mm-hmm. talk about what you've learned in terms of like getting attention on Google, because that's what most of us care about in the digital marketing space. Mm-hmm. What has worked and what has not worked in terms of actually getting that attention and then getting someone to say, I connect with that and I'm going to take an action, whether that's signing up for a newsletter or making a donation or attending an event. Like what are some things that you've learned actually really work?
Yeah. So again, like, generic, just saying like, we're just going to put up some ads and send people to our site and we're going to target keywords that are relevant to us as an organ that are for us, that are us focused, can be super hit and miss. And most of the time it's going to be miss because again, your mindset is how do we get people to come to us? And people don't go onto Google to go to you. They're not thinking about you or an organization or donating maybe on Giving Tuesday. And so I've had clients, they're like, hey, just we're ready to run a campaign. We want to get started. And I'm trying to tell them, look, we need to build some more stuff out on your site. We need to make it so that there's something that people want or would want to. And they're like, no, let's just go. And so I'm like, okay, we'll try this. But inevitably that always struggles. It's always a lot more work, and we end up either stopping or having to kind of rebuild. But on the other hand, what I find really works well it's different from like an e-commerce where you're actually have a product that you might be trying to sell through Google Ads. But like if you have a service or you're a nonprofit or you have software or something like that, you want to start with why are people going to Google? And I mean, I summarize that as they go to Google to solve a problem, to answer a question, or to get entertainment. And so if you're really good at entertainment, if you know how to entertain people, if you have entertaining content, you make people laugh or cry, or, you know, there's some really, usually the bigger organizations are good at this. They have really compelling videos or things like that. You can advertise for that on various platforms, including Google. But otherwise, the easier things to do are probably answer a question or solve a problem for people. And so what I've seen work really well is for organizations to create a digital resource of some kind. That could be like an ebook. It could be some kind of downloadable that will help solve a problem. It could be like a petition, but that's still a little bit more focused on you than on the person. But that could still, that is a little bit more cause focused, and signing a petition is not too difficult. You could do an online course, or I've seen really effective are quizzes, because people love to interact with it and they get a personalized result. So let me give an example. One organization that we ran ads for, they help young people, students who would never be able to afford to travel. They put together groups of them and they do some training with the cohort, and then they bring them overseas for an amazing cross-cultural experience where they can learn. They get to experience other cultures, languages, food, and they do some kind of service project. So their organization, they know all about how to travel well, how to live abroad. And so they said, you know what? All this experience can serve the everyday traveler, people who just love to travel themselves. And everyone faces the same kind of challenges when traveling, like what should I pack? And how do I book flights at the optimal time? And how do I avoid getting sick? And what do I do? You know, all those kinds of questions. And where should I go? And what should I do? Like if I'm just trying to figure out my next vacation. So they created an ebook that addressed a lot of those like biggest frustrations of challenge. And they also created a quiz. It's like, where should you travel next? And it asked just a few simple questions. And then it just gave the person a suggestion, like, because you like this, this, and this, here's where we think you might enjoy going. And they weren't like tying that to any kind of affiliate, anything. And that was actually one of the benefits to it. It's like, we're not trying to sell you a package here. We are just trying to take what you are interested in and give you some suggestions and ideas here. And so again, people are going to Google. They're trying to figure out where to go. Why not take a quiz to help me figure out where I should go next? Or I'm trying to figure out how to book at the optimal times or what to pack. Why don't I download an ebook?
What I hear in all of that is bring your audience value and stop talking about yourself.
Yes.
It's so easy to want to just say, well, we're doing this and we're doing that and we're great and we need you to donate or we need you to buy this. And it's really about, hey, I wrote this down. People don't go to Google looking for you. Exactly. They go mm-hmm. looking to solve a problem or answer a question. And how do you show up when they're answering, you know, asking that question, really, right?
Yeah. Well, and part of it is too, like seeing this helping people as part of your mission. It's not your main mission, but it's saying, okay, what do we deeply value? Like your values as an organization are actually below your mission. Your mission is just how you live out your values, but your values can inform how you do other things. So it's like, okay, we're an animal sanctuary. We care for animals. Our mission is to actually physically care for animals and take them in. But actually, if we care for pet owners, they will be better caretakers of their animals too. And we can live out our values by investing in resources that equip them. And so it's not just about our specific programs that we want to see this good happen in the world. We can actually see good happen in the world in another way, through another means or channel, by serving our donors. And so I think that's kind of just like a way to enlarge their heart or see that how it can play out in different ways. And that actually can turn around and then lead to you getting new donors and serving your mission too.
All right, I'm going to throw something at you.
Sure.
We've talked about Google and search, you know, people finding you through search engines and search. I guess I'll call them search ads. Is that the right term to use?
Sure. Yeah.
Close enough. Okay. But people find organizations through Facebook and Instagram, and there's all these different types of ways to think about digital advertising. Where do you think people can get the best bang for their buck today, knowing that the world changes all the time?
That's a good question. I don't have direct experience with TikTok, so I don't know like costing, but I do know in terms of engagement, there's a lot more engagement there right now than other social media platforms. But that doesn't mean that's your ideal audience. It's generally a younger audience, and that may not be where your organization wants to go. And again, in terms of marketing platforms or where you can run ads, I really like Google Ad Grants because it's quote unquote free. There is the cost though of either you need to invest the time or invest in an expert internally or externally to manage that. Bing just announced a $3,000 a month grant program for search on Bing. Bing is obviously not very big compared to Google, but they do have 2 billion monthly users or searches that are happening. I mean, so it's not nothing. It's just whether that's the right audience for your organization. They're usually generally older, higher income levels. So it could be the right place for your organization to be.
So it kind of just depends on like where your audience is and then figure out the right kind of an ad strategy. They'll all take your money. All of them are ready to take your money. So it's figuring out how to best spend your money based on your goals and the goals of your audience. Again, like fitting into helping them find answers to those questions when they're going to Google or Bing or wherever they're going, you know? So I like that. I want to ask you rapid fire a couple of questions to close us out. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Okay.
What's the best compliment you've ever gotten?
When I was 14, I was on a baseball team and we had just really bonded well, and it was the end of the season. We'd all gotten together with the parents and kids and coaches, and it was kind of just like we had a slideshow and we were celebrating just what a good season had been. Such good memories, mate. And the coaches actually had each one of them singled out each player and said something about each one. The head coach said to me, "Chris, you're the kind of guy that I'd want my daughter to marry." And of course, 14, like all the other guys are like laughing and going, "Ooh," you know, but I was like shocked. And I remember that to this day, the fact that he said that. And so that was just, it was embarrassing and super encouraging too. I mean, come on, what dad says that to some 14-year-old guy? So that was a good one.
Great. I love it. That would leave a memorable impression for sure.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. Okay. One more for you. So what's your favorite job that you've ever had? Besides running your company, because that one's way too easy. What's something else that you did that you really loved?
When I started, I think at 16 at Cold Stone Ice Cream. And when I started, I really liked it because the tips were good. And whenever people tipped, we had to sing and they got to tell us what we had to sing. So we were all singing like show tunes or like TV show songs or whatever. And that usually led to more tips. So that was pretty fun. I got to, you know, combine making ice cream with performance.
Well, I love that. So we learned today about you that you're a Google Ad expert. You like helping nonprofits reach more donors, and you love tips and our marriage material. So I think we basically wrapped up.
I'm already taken, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, if it somehow doesn't work out one day, you know, you call me. No, I'm kidding. Exactly. I'm married too. Well, thank you so much. If you had one imparting, you know, word of wisdom to give a small business or a nonprofit trying to do more with their Google Ad program, like where would you tell them to focus first?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, sometimes it's worth paying for it. And this isn't even something that I'm offering for myself. I'm just saying, like, I know from my own experience, the investment I made in coaching and in, or just asking questions and getting people who are experienced with helping me grow or helping businesses. So help people who are helping, who can help your nonprofit. Again, whether you're paying for them or they're a personal connection of some kind, you know, get that input. Because again, every person listening you have your own unique struggles. And so there's no one piece of advice that'll help you, but you need someone outside who can like give you that feedback that you need to hear and say, you're wasting all your time spinning your wheels, doing this. You need to delegate that. Only someone with that kind of connection or relationship can give you that exact specific help that you need. And so don't be afraid to invest in it. It's so worth it. Or just don't be afraid to ask for the help and spend the time.
Well, I really appreciate your time today. It's been a fun conversation and I want to help your company grow. So how can people find you and get in touch with you if they want to talk some shizzle with you about their online ads or anything else in the world of digital marketing?
Yeah, you can go to my site, yourbeeline.com, and I've got a couple of free ebooks there that you can download, and I'll send you some ongoing marketing advice for nonprofits, which even small businesses can apply. And yeah, just you can grab those. And then if you want to reach out, if you just have questions or you want to talk more about Google Ads or anything like that, you can email me at team@yourbeeline.com.
Well, hey, thanks so much. Thanks everyone for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed the show and we'll see you next time when we talk some more shizzle on a different topic for show.
Well, hey there, that was fun. I love how much mind-blowing and mind-opening shizzle our guests bring to us with every episode. We hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast player so that you don't miss a beat of the Talking Shizzle podcast. And if you're listening on Apple, be sure to let us know what you thought and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from our listeners so that we can bring you all the good, juicy business growth shizzle that you would like to hear about. Get in touch with us and follow along at creativeshizzle.com or email us at podcast@creativeshizzle.com. Until next time, keep making your shizzle happen.